Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India and Morocco sign MOU on defense cooperation in Rabat to intensify defense industry collaboration. France recognizes State of Palestine at UN General Assembly. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte charged with crimes against humanity by International Criminal Court. Super Typhoon Ragasa hit southern part of China this morning, forcing widespread closures of schools and businesses. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Morocco's Defence Minister Abdeltif Loudi signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU on defence cooperation in Rabat yesterday. The MOU provides for a robust institutional framework to the growing partnership and paves the way for collaboration in defence industry, joint exercises, military training and capacity building. Both leaders decided to intensify defence industry collaboration and agreed on a comprehensive roadmap covering counterterrorism, maritime security, cyber defence, peacekeeping operations, military medicine and expert exchanges. The discussions between the two ministers reflected the shared resolve to further strengthen the long-standing friendship between India and Morocco. To give momentum to these initiatives, Mr. Singh announced the opening of a new defence wing at the Embassy of India in Rabat. He also extended a formal invitation to Mr. Loudi to visit India for further discussions on expanding defence cooperation. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session in New York, US. This marks the third in-person meeting between the two leaders this year. The last interaction took place on the 1st of July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. The External Affairs Minister also met U.S. Ambassador to India, designate Sergio Gore, on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly session, and they look forward to promoting the success of the bilateral relationship. French President Emmanuel Macron has formally announced to recognize the State of Palestine at the 88th United Nations General Assembly session in New York. Addressing the session, Mr. Macron said that recognizing a Palestinian state is the only solution that will allow for Israel to live in peace, describing the decision as a defeat for Hamas. He emphasized that acknowledging the rights of Palestinian people takes nothing away from the rights of the people of Israel, who France supported from day one. We have a report.
French President's announcement comes a day after Canada, the United Kingdom and Australia also announced their formal recognition of Palestine. The decisions by the UK and France are seen as significant as both are members of the G7 and the UN Security Council. On September 12, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution reviving a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine. Less than 24 hours after Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there would never be a Palestinian state. India was among the 142 nations that voted in favor of the resolution titled Endorsement of the New York Declaration on the Peaceful Settlement of the Question of Palestine and the Implementation of the Two-State Solution. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday strongly opposed the UK, Canada and Australia's move to recognize Palestine and said that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. He alleged that by recognizing Palestine, they are rewarding terror with an enormous price, expressing his determination not to let this happen. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The second meeting of the India-France Special Task Force on Civil Nuclear Energy held in New Delhi. It was co-chaired yesterday by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Secretary General of the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs, Anne-Marie Descoth. The Minister of External Affairs in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides undertook a comprehensive review of the progress made over the past year through various meetings and consultations. It added that they agreed to remain in close touch over various key aspects of bilateral civil nuclear cooperation. They reaffirmed the importance of engagement in emerging technologies like small and advanced modular reactors as articulated by the Declaration of Intent on SMRs and AMRs signed in February this year. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer in New York to discuss the first phase of a trade agreement between India and the United States. This meeting follows recent trade talks in Delhi between U.S. official Brendan Lynch and India's chief trade negotiator Rajesh Agarwal, where both sides agreed to speed up efforts. They addressed key issues and are hopeful of reaching an interim deal soon. The trade talks resume shortly after President Trump called Prime Minister Modi on September 16 to wish him a happy 75th birthday. Mr. Modi thanked President Trump and expressed support for his efforts to bring peace to Ukraine. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has been charged with crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court, ICC. He was president of the Philippines between 2016 to 2022. He is accused of being responsible for dozens of killings linked to his controversial war on drugs, during which thousands of people were killed without trial, including small-time drug users and dealers. According to ICC charge sheet, Duterte was an indirect co-perpetrator, means he didn't carry out the killings himself, but is accused of helping plan and support them. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced his readiness to adhere to nuclear arms limits for one more year under the last remaining nuclear pact with the United States that expires in February, and he urged Washington to follow suit. Mr. Putin said allowing the New START agreement signed in 2010 to expire would be destabilizing and could fuel proliferation of nuclear weapons. He made this remark in a televised speech from the Kremlin. He said Russia is prepared to stick by the treaty's limits for one more year after it expires on February 5, 2026. The New START was signed by then US President Barack Obama and Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev to limit each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. Super typhoon Ragasa hit the southern part of China this morning, forcing widespread closures of schools, businesses and transportation services in at least 10 major cities, including the major tech hub Shenzhen. Authorities issued urgent warnings advising residents to remain indoors unless part of emergency response teams. In flood-prone areas of Shenzhen, nearly 400,000 people were scheduled for evacuation as a precaution. Moving on to the world of sports and chess, the reigning FIDE Women's World Cup champion, Grandmaster Divya Deshmukh, has been awarded a wildcard entry for the upcoming FIDE World Cup 2025. We have more from the sports desk.
Divya's wildcard entry will make the 11th edition of the FIDE World Cup more interesting as the record 21 players from the country will compete. The Indian contingent will be spearheaded by reigning world champion D. Gukesh. The competition is scheduled to take place in Goa from 31st of October. Next, we have from hockey, the 18-member Indian junior men's hockey team for the upcoming Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia has been announced by the Hockey India. Defender Rohit has been appointed as captain. Coach P.R. Swijesh expressed confidence in the squad and called the tournament a key platform ahead of the Junior World Cup. And in cricket, star South African wicketkeeper batter Quinton de Kock has reversed his ODI retirement to play against Pakistan in a multi-format tour. He is now with South Africa's squads in the ODI and T20I formats. With Nandini Chiragja, Sports Desk.
International Day of Sign Languages has been celebrated today. UN Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virender Kumar, will attend a program organized by Indian Sign Language Research and Training Center in New Delhi. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India-Morocco signed MOU on defense cooperation in Rabat to intensify defense industry collaboration. France recognizes the state of Palestine at UN General Assembly. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte charged with crimes against humanity by International Criminal Court. Super typhoon Ragasa hit southern part of China this morning, forcing widespread closures of schools and businesses. And that is the end of this news bulletin.